Welcome to the Hype Leadership Podcast. David and Lindsay Curry are dynamic entrepreneurs focused in high-performance leadership and coaching in sales and service. Through the Hype Leadership Podcast, David and Lindsay strive to serve in your journey towards a high-performance life. And now, here are your hosts, David and Lindsay Curry.
Welcome to Hype Leadership Podcast. My name is Lindsay Curry, and today my co-host, David Curry, welcome to the show. But before we jump in to the show today, we have a quote of the day, and I love this quote, "Begin with the end in mind." And that is from Stephen Covey. He was actually the author, if you've read the book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He has been extremely influential, and I know, in my life, let alone David's life, and actually the building of our business through OrcaLife, because those principles that he spoke about in the book are so impactful, and it just really makes you think about your life and what that looks like. So, David, welcome to it.
Yeah, that's right. I guess following up from last week, congratulations. It's beyond Quitter's Day. If you are still somebody attacking your goals, then you are at least a top 20%.
Top 20%. We didn't quit.
I love the top. Huh?
We didn't quit.
No, I haven't quit yet. I've thought about it a few times, that's for sure. But no. That's why I enjoy right now. You know, we are two weeks into the new year. We've referenced it before. I love bringing this subject up. Yes, everybody in America brings it up at the beginning of the year, New Year's resolutions. We're going to start. We're going to change. We're going to finally become the person that we were supposed to be last year. And then, like most, as we talked about, at this point in the year, they have stopped that journey of being somebody different. So I like bringing this topic of setting yourself up for this year right now, because it doesn't matter when you do that. I don't care if it's June, July, August, September. As we talked about last week, every day gives you a new opportunity to change. So we wanted to do this week's show on some context that allows you to begin that change. Where does the change begin? You know, last week we discussed reflection. What do we look back on? Let's go back to our past and allow that past to reshape our future. And this week we're going to talk about our future. And as you may have read through the lines of that quote, the end is specifically talking about your death. So when we say future, we say all the way down the road. And it's a daunting task. It's something we've become more comfortable with in the life insurance space. We have openly accepted, realized, and embraced the fact that every day could be your last, and you have to attack each one like it is. So I'm excited for this topic. Lindsay, when you think about that, I know we've worked a lot with Covey in the past and what he teaches. So beginning with the end in mind, running off of that quote, what's the first thought that comes to you?
The first thought that comes to mind is having a clear purpose, which, you know, really visualizing success before it starts. Right. So when you think about the end of your life, which it's challenging for myself to think about that, if I'm being honest, and I know it's got to be challenging for our listeners as well. You think about, okay, where do I want to be at the end of this year? Right. If you're just breaking it down and not breaking it down, God willing, you know, another 50 years. And when I thought about that quote, David, I was a competitive dancer on the University of Louisville Lady Birds. Go Cards. We are finally turning it around. It's U of L, all of our Cards fans out there. But when I dance, one of the things that we always did, especially when we were training for our nationals, and I was a two-time national champion, One of the things that I remember impactfully that we always did, so we would run the routine full out, but what she would have us do is lay down on the floor in a circle, and she would play the music, and we would visualize ourselves doing the routine full out. And this is something that I've said before, but if the mind, so it's 90% mental, 10% physical. And at that point, physically, we were exhausted. I mean, we had been practicing for up to 3 hours, and a lot of times, 2 times a day for 3 hours. So your body was absolutely exhausted. But one thing that she spoke to was, if your mind will not go there, your body will not. Right? So that 90% mental, 10% physical, that's so impactful as far as just visualizing yourself doing that. And we would be laying on the floor and twitching, and we looked like crazy people. But I was visualizing myself on the stage at Nationals performing the best performance of my life and had no mistakes. So there's so much power in visualizing what is it, even if it's just that next step that you want out of that.
As far as this year?
Correct. As far as this year, David, it could be the next 90 days.
Right. No, I agree with you. You know, that everything happens twice, right? And that, again, as far as when we talk about Covey's teachings and beginning with the end in mind and what he speaks to, everything happens twice. And to understand that, it's like you said, if that's the visualization or it's the practicing and the planning of that dance that you guys performed, you planned it first, then we practiced it. But before you even practice, you have to plan it. And a visualization is a big thing for me.
I was just going to add one more thing is, you know, it really is, because I took that practice, David, and really applied it to our business. So being in this business for, I guess, coming up on 11 years at this point, at the end of the year, I always wanted our team, our organization, at the time was the Curry Group, I wanted us to be accepting the number one spot. Right? Based off production, based off all the hard work that we had put in. So many times I would visualize accepting that first place trophy. And that may sound crazy to some, but Jim Carrey wrote himself a check for, what was it? $1 million? I don't know the exact amount, back in the early 90s.
I think it was 10. Yeah.
10 million. There we go. $10 million. And, you know, put it out there, right? Put it out in the airwaves for folks to know and for you to have some belief in yourself.
Yeah, 100%. If you don't believe it, yeah. So let's think about 25, right? And as you move into this year, in general, what areas? So if I'm asking you, Lindsay, where do I start? Right? You're helping me, you're coaching me. I don't know what to do. It's 2025. I'm ready. I want to begin. What do I focus on? Where do I go?
Well, first of all, I would focus on, what is your strength? Okay, because so many times people focus on their weaknesses, and that's no fault of their own, but that's because that's what we've been taught by our school systems. Because, hey, if you weren't good at math, you really need to get good at math. Well, guess what? If you're really good at communicating with people and you're great at building a relationship, or maybe you're a visionary and you can see what a business that a startup could really be, then move from there. So focus on your strengths first and foremost is what I would say. Number one. Number two, what is it that you want to accomplish at the end of 2025? Where it's going to make you feel fulfilled. Right. And so is that being a certain body mass index? Is that, you know, as far as physically, is that, hey, you know what? I was able to go on, and this also refers to Covey's book, was I able to prioritize my family and ensure that I was getting one-on-one time with each of my children? we've got three kids. That can be very challenging at times. A lot of times I take the girls and David takes our son, Locke, and it's just kind of the way that it works out. So when I do get to spend time with Locke one-on-one, it's very special. And so what are, you know, as far as your roles in your life, if you're a mother, if you're a leader, if you're a wife, if you're a daughter, if you're a friend, whatever those roles are, I would have you list those out. And then what is it that you want to accomplish in each of those? Because that is what's going to make you fulfilled at the end of the year if you're able to accomplish each of those roles in spending time.
It is, yeah. And that's a process.
1,000%.
It's not easy. What?
It's not. I said 1,000%. It's not easy. I mean, we are still working on that to this day, and we read that book 3 or 4 years ago.
Well, I mean, all transparency, I think even yesterday we said we're still needing to define our roles in this business, and this business is really just one bucket of our life. So I love how Covey kickstarts this section of his teaching, and what he does is he says, hey, go with me. God, I need you to go with me. I need you to drop down your phone. I need you to forget about the phone calls, forget about the emails. And I want you to go with me on this journey. And we're walking in, and he takes you up this sidewalk, and he takes you past these beautiful flowers. And then all of a sudden you realize you're at the funeral home. And then you walk in the funeral home and you walk up to the casket and you're wondering who we're here with. It's your funeral, right? So when we say the begin with the end in mind, it's your funeral, and working down the line of that, you've got four speakers at that funeral. One of them would be someone from your family. One of them would be someone from your friends. One of them would be a business partner, a work colleague, and another one would be somebody from a charitable organization, church, some kind of philanthropic section of your life. And the questions that you are asked is, what would they say about you, right? What would they say about you? What would they say about your character? What would they say about your contributions? What would they say about your achievements and the difference that you made? And yes, we're walking all the way down the road to the end, like the end, right? But one way for you to start to grasp and me these buckets of your life is, at that point, if you really walk down that road, you get what's important to you now. If you really answer those questions, now you understand what does fulfill me, what is important to me. If that day was 2 weeks from now, what would I spend those next 2 weeks doing? And now, once you have that, now you break that into this year, right? Like you said, now I've got my roles. Let's set my goals. Let's look at the short-term 90-day target, and let's put a plan in place. Let's put that first piece of the puzzle, second action, first plan, second action, as to what's going to fulfill and get me down the road that I'm now clear on. So I just wanted to add that in because I love that as he kickstarts this topic. He walks you down that road. And if you really do that, you get real with yourself and you start to change sometimes the way that you think and the things that you feel, maybe you feel are important to you, but in the short term, they feel a lot heavier than maybe they really are when you think a little more about it.
Very true. Very true. Like, are you going to think about the difficult conversation that you had, 10 years ago or, at your funeral? No, you're not. That's going to be the last thing on your mind. So.
Yeah. And like you said, Linz, something about you that I've always been grateful for as especially as a business partner, as somebody that's doing life together. You are the doer, right? Like, you're the one that when you may move before it's time to move, right? You may act before we know what step we're taking or where we want to go. And that's great. I'm going to hold you back. As the doer, it's sometimes easy to get off track, right? And it's sometimes easy to lose sight. And this world comes at us so fast. You know, the way we get bombarded with the world, it's super easy, no matter how great you are. What do you do to recircle, recite, refocus when you're a month in, right? On a 90-day goal, I'm 30 days in. How do I keep myself on target?
Absolutely. Well, one of the things, and it's funny you say that because I actually had written down in my, you are the visionary, right? You are the individual that can see far past a year from now, 5 years from now. So you have the vision, and I have always been more the day-to-day, month-to-month. I've got to focus on these things. And I think it just comes from a mindset of, especially when I was out in the field knocking doors, I knew that I needed to accomplish what I needed to accomplish in those 3 days while I was out there so I could get back home. But, you know, to answer your question, what are some things that I do? One of the things that I do every day is I am an avid person as far as to-do list, right? I mean, I've got my list. I write down 5 things that I need to accomplish each day. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't always get some of those 5 things accomplished, right? It doesn't mean that I'm just sitting there twiddling my thumbs, but sometimes if you've read his book, the quadrant 1, the immediate need action right then and there, those things jump the line from the quadrant 2, again, referencing Covey's book. So, but I'm very much, I feel like and it only takes 2 minutes to do that, to write down all these things that are jumbling around. And I know there's someone listening to this right now that you've got maybe 125 tabs open in your brain. I feel like I revolve around there at times. And sometimes something random from a month ago will pop in my head that I need to do. But making that list every day helps keep me focused and on track. Right? Because as soon as I accomplish that task, I am scratching that off. And guess what? If I accomplish an immediate task that wasn't even on my task list, guess what I'm doing? I know this sounds crazy. I'm getting back on there and I'm writing that down and scratching through it. And do you know why I do that? I do that because it creates momentum. It creates energy. When I mark something off my list, it gives me energy to move on to the next task that's on my list. So that is something that allows me to stay focused. And actually, when I was in the office yesterday, again, we had a snowstorm last week. So I have this, it's called a big ass calendar, and it's over here on my wall. It's huge. It's got the whole year out, and it's got all these sticky notes. But I have sat down and I'm looking at it right now. I've planned out till July because there are things going on within our life until that point. And some people may think, why do you have a calendar that big in your office? Because I like to look forward. It allows me to look forward and plan ahead a little bit. Now, if my mom's listening to this, she would say that I'm not a great planner, but I have learned some of my limitations and what I really need to focus on. And so this helped me tremendously last year. And I thought, you know what? I'm gonna do it again because I got results from it.
Yeah, and I think you make a good point that a lot of people struggle with, right? Just because, and I mean, you even spoke to it kind of on another side, you know, win with your strengths and focus on your strengths. But just because none of us are perfect, right? And that's kind of the whole point of being 2 weeks into the year and talking about where we're going to go. It's okay that you didn't have the perfect plan on January 1st. Me being the visionary, me being the perfectionist, I am somebody that gets crippled by this thought more than most. And that is, you know, and it was said to me a long time ago and it resonated and it still stays. 100% of the time, that imperfect plan executes better than waiting for the perfect plan, right? So, you know, guilt and shame and all these feelings that we all get by not doing what we said we were going to do, You have to get bigger with that. You have to give yourself grace, and you have to accept the fact that next day's hopefully going to show up, and I'm going to still have that choice. Do I let today and the wildfires of today keep me from moving forward and executing what I know is going to move me closer to my target tomorrow? Then, or do I just stop? Right.
Right.
And so that's okay. Right. And there's sections of your life, no matter how great you are at them, you still have to figure out a way to accomplish them, like you and planning. No, it's not your strength, but if you never had a plan, where's that going to go? Right.
Right.
So there are things that you can let go and only focus on your strengths. Or maybe at some point you put a planner in place for you and you go and you go straight to that. You let somebody else plan for you. One day we'll get there, guys. You know, when you see that.
Well, it is. And it just helps. It helps organize because I know that the listeners, you've got if you have children, you've got a kid's calendar for school. And if they're in any activities, you've got those activities, basketball, cheer, dance, whatever those calendars are. Then you've got a work calendar. Then you've got your family calendar. So you've got all these calendars that are constantly, and guess what? It does not stop. And so putting all of those in a place to where it's like, okay, I see that. I'm looking at that. That helps me to focus in on what it is. Okay, what is it I need to get accomplished today? And to your point, David, you can't look in the rear view. So you're exactly right. There's no better time. There's no perfect time to start. There's always going to be a trip. There's always going to be a meeting. There's always going to be a dinner, whatever that is. There's no perfect time to start, but in today, in the present, because there's no perfect time.
No, there's not. And I think we go back to our growth mindset that versus the goal mindset that allows us to ever evolve and continue to focus on a goal, even if the plan we had for that goal wasn't executed the way that we originally had that drawn up. So, Lindsay, I think that's great. To kind of put these big buckets out, right? Begin with the end in mind, Stephen Covey. It's the new year, right? Where are we going to be at the end of the year? And what are we going to focus on? So when you think about the end and what's important to you, you start to put those into your buckets. What goals am I going to have for those buckets? And what plan am I going to put in place for the next 90 days that's going to walk me down that road and hopefully wrap that, you know, get us to our target point. As you think about beginning the year and other advice that you're going to give somebody as they move into planning for 2025 or deciding what they want to focus on for 2025 and the attack that they're going to have to get there, what advice do you have for that person? What would you say?
One thing I would say is make sure that you can measure the action that you're putting forth. And what I mean by that, I listened to a podcast that probably about a year ago from Ed Milet, and it really stuck with me. At this point in my journey, I was making phone calls. You know, I was making probably, 50 phone calls a day, trying to hire somebody. Okay. And I heard on his podcast, he talked about that you need to make sure that you can measure your action. And just because we've all been there, right? Especially if you're in sales or some form of sales where, hey, week one, week two, you're on fire, you're striking, the pedal's down. And then all of a sudden you hit week four and week five and you're not getting any traction, no hires, no one's passing their test. I'm talking from an insurance perspective, but folks that are in sales, you all can relate to those feelings. And so he said to put a 90-day marker in place. And so I actually read another book called Traction, and it's a rock, Right. And so it talks about every 90 days. So if you started January 1, if you didn't, you can start, what is it, January 15th. Mm-hmm. And that could be your start date. 90 days from now, so end of March, beginning of April, where do you want to be? Is that your fitness journey? Is that your sales goals? Is that, hey, I want to ensure that I've hired one individual to our agency to mark that. And what one thing that he spoke, he's like, I'm telling you, you're going to hit 60 days and you might feel like you're hitting your head against the wall. And then even day 88, day 90, but by day 100, you are going to have results. And so what he spoke to in that moment was just because you're putting in, you've got to be able to measure some of the action and say, you get to day 100 and you don't have the results. Well, maybe you need to pivot or maybe you need to tweak what it is that you're doing, right? Maybe it's not being effective, right? And reach out for help and ask for help. So I would really encourage folks that are looking to, maybe you want to start today or whenever that is, make it a 90 day. So every 90 days, you're measuring what your progress is, because that's so important. I think a lot of times we get lost at day 60 and you're like, to heck with it. I'm quitting. I'm not doing this anymore, right? Because you're not getting the results. We are results. We're in a microwave society. We want the results yesterday, not 90 days from now.
No, you're right. And, it sounds tough, right?
Yes, it's extremely tough.
And so that's it. Sorry about it. But, when it comes to change, when it comes to being better, when it comes to achievement, when it comes to the difference, when it comes to the contributions, and it really, when it comes down to the character and you look at the people that you look up to, It is hard work. It is making sacrifices and making different choices every day, usually. So I just wanted to wrap that up because what you said was perfect, and it's not easy, but it is always well worth it. So
absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, again, thank you to all of our podcast listeners today. And make sure to tune in next week. We've got an exciting guest. I'm super excited. He's been with us for about 4 years, so I'm excited to have him on. But thank you all, and we will catch you next week.
David and Lindsay Curry are focused on high-performance coaching and sales and service. Reach out today at 502-314-2789 or visit hype.financial. That's hype.financial to learn more. Thanks for listening to the Hype Leadership Podcast.